Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Starting next week, 1,000 military medical personnel will begin arriving to help mitigate staffing crunches at hospitals across the country. That includes the two locals we mentioned, Coney Island Hospital and University Hospital in Newark. Dr. Sharif Elnahal is the former New Jersey Health Commissioner, speaking on Newsline, saying, boy, Uncle Sam is on it, telling host Bridget Quinn, we didn't know they were going to show up this fast.
We are okay so far in hospital capacity. We continue to try to expand our capacity, make use of every possible area of the hospital. FEMA was actually on site on Monday advising us on that and asking us what our staffing needs are. We did not expect them to respond so quickly.
And nationally, here's the big picture. 19 states have fewer than 15% ICU beds available as healthcare staffing shortages continue to mount. And it says here Kentucky, Alabama, Indiana, and New Hampshire have less than 10% capacity. In other news, workers at Jacoby Hospital say you don't have to go far to find a hospital that's struggling in this country. We're courting disaster here. They're complaining about what they call intolerable conditions at the public facility, including overcrowding, delays, and a lack of resources, and a number of other problems in the wake of the COVID. Held a news conference today with several frontline and nurses groups saying the conditions are so extreme, patients and nurses' lives could be in jeopardy. Kelly Cabrera is a registered nurse at Jacoby, talking to Newsline.
We definitely need more staff. We need a plan for retention. Our hospital has hired a lot of people, and that has been the line that they've been saying. Earlier this week, one of the representatives from Health and Hospitals actually said we don't have a staffing problem and that Omicron hasn't caused a strain, but that's just not true. It doesn't paint a whole picture. A lot of the nurses that we hire are brand new, and they have little experience.
Yeah, they say patients suffering from Omicron and other illnesses are now spilling out in the hallways. They don't have enough beds, so they, you know, have to put them in cots. 1010 Wins has reached out to officials at Jacoby for comment. So far, we haven't heard back. Switching gears, police looking for two thieves this afternoon who've made a business out of robbing grocery stores and markets in Brooklyn. So far, they've made off with about $30,000. Apparently, they're entering these businesses by cutting their way in from the roof. NYPD says they've been at it since early December. Most of the jobs generated a few hundred bucks, but they hit painter when they went into the office of a Coney Island Avenue grocer, made off with about $15,000 in cash. If you know anything about it, they want you to call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS. Well, a call on elected officials tonight to get to the bottom of who's to blame for Sunday's horrific fire in the Bronx and to do more to prevent such tragedies from happening in the future.
Mona David with Social Impact Strategies says that even with government funds set up to help residents, money is not getting to the people who need it.
Many of the families feel abandoned.
As for those staying in hotels, Walter Williams Jr. is worried he'll be kicked out now that he's been told his apartment will officially be considered inhabitable in a few days.
And each day that go by, it gets more dramatic mentally. So how the hell y'all want us to go back up in there like that?
In fact, Awilda Cordero, who's acted as liaison, says people have been kicked out of hotels.
Some of them are forced out of hotels in the beginning, and now they're back in the building.
But now the hotel situation is apparently rectified in what's still a confusing process. Roger Stern, 1010 Wins in the Tremont section of the Bronx.
Mm-mm. Well, ahead of the Supreme Court's decision on Roe v. Wade, Governor Phil Murphy went proactive today, signing historic legislation designed to expand and protect reproductive freedom in New Jersey.
Regardless of whether or not the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, New Jersey's position in supporting the right to reproductive autonomy will remain clear and unchanged. Moreover, this law clears a pathway to ensure that the cost of reproductive health services is no longer a barrier for those who need them.
The bill guarantees the fundamental right of reproductive autonomy and allows qualified healthcare professionals, including some non-physicians, to perform abortions and that there is affordability of birth control medication. And it's not just hospitals having a rough time right now, folks. As we mentioned earlier, the COVID surge has also been causing trouble on Broadway. including another show canceling a string of performances. Producers of To Kill a Mockingbird say Sunday's show will be their last until at least June. And when Mockingbird comes back, it won't be at the Schubert. It's moving to the smaller Belasco Theater up on 44th Street.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.